Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the Continental Lover, the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, Eddie Mansfield.
Without a doubt, the lover is in the house. And you know, I'm pretty close to you right now.
I know. I can hear you. I can take off my headphones and hear you, bro.
I can reach out and touch you. it's good to be back in the great state of Florida. It really is. I've been meetings and more meetings, but you know something? I love the great state of Florida, Jeff.
I'll tell you what, Eddie, I drove to Georgia, as I told you over the weekend, and we've been rebranded. We're no longer the great state of Florida or the Sunshine State. It's the free state of Florida is what it says on the signs now. Welcome to the free state.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. That's cool.
Yes, sir.
That is cool. We're the free state.
Yeah. Yes, sir. There's only a few of them left in this country, and Florida's one of them, and Texas another. So we got both bases covered, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. But you know something? It's always good to be home. It really is.
Yes, sir. Well, hey, listen, Eddie, we're going to talk about the NFL. We're going to get into NASCAR, the WNBA, and the WWE today. What do you think of that?
Oh, man, I can't wait to talk about my girl, Caitlin Clark. I mean, she's turning it on, man. She's just sticking it to him. I just love it. You know, when you're just damn good, you're just damn good. And that's what I love. And wait to talk about them old whiny asses in NASCAR either.
No doubt about it. We will get into all of that. Caitlin Clark is such a great story. I can't stand the fact that we're still talking about the WNBA, but she's making us do it. She's not giving us a choice. They have done so much to keep her out off of our minds, but she keeps putting herself back on, and we're going to get into that when we get back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Is the perfect excuse to update my wardrobe. So I went to Kohl's and fell in love with dressing up all over again, and all for less. With their friends and family sale, I saved 20% on polished pieces for me and my husband, like dresses, button-downs, and shoes. Plus, I earn Kohl's cash. Don't take my word for it. Get to Kohl's and discover fall faves for yourself. Select styles. Offers end August 25th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Lowe's knows Labor Day calls for big savings. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $750 when you buy two or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. And MyLowe's Rewards members get three bags of premium 2-cubic-foot color mulch for just $10. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
An IBM study found that fan engagement and consumption of sports is shifting, revealing new opportunities for technology integrations, including artificial intelligence. International sports fans surveyed are optimistic about the impact of technologies like AI. Real-time updates and personalized bite-sized content rank as top priorities for fans when it comes to how generative AI can enhance following and engaging with sports events. While 64% of surveyed fans said TV is their top choice for watching sports, they are increasingly using multiple devices to follow sporting events. Younger fans between the ages of 18 and 29 may be reshaping how consumers experience sports content, engaging with content via multiple screens, and ranking personalized content as their top priority. Fans worldwide are continuing to embrace platforms and solutions that allow them to feel more connected and informed on their favorite athletes and sporting events. IBM's new study confirms this now includes embracing technologies like AI to deliver these experiences. Visit www.ibm.com for more information. Sponsored by IBM.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
That's right. Welcome back to Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, as always, joined by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie.
Oh, without a doubt. Enjoying from the sunshine state, the free state of Florida.
You're telling me, man, it is sunshiny and free out there in Florida. And speaking of freedom, we got to talk about our friends over at odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
Huh. And you couldn't say it better. One thing about it, Odark 30 is like I tell you. If it's five star, it's five star. And you'll be lucky you bought it and be grateful you bought it because you're going to love it. And people will love it. People will look at you and talk to you for a change.
They'll say, that's a free man or free woman right there.
Yeah, that's a grown ass man. That's what I tell them. When I see an old dark 30, I look at him and say, hey, that's a grown ass man. That's a guy I want in my corner.
Grown ass men. Speaking of grown ass men. We're going to talk about Captain Pfizer and his gal pal, Taylor Swift, and they're taking over the entertainment and sports world with their romance. And the Chiefs owner, Clark Hunt, has recently said that the growth in their female fan base has been amazing over the last year. Well, I hate to break this to you, Clark, but as soon as that fake relationship breaks up, when Travis realizes that dating the most sought after woman in the world at this point and having to deal with the fact that she's constantly on tour during the football season and she's probably not going to. I know that Taylor Swift has this air of girl next door, country gal, but she's a pop star. And we're going to see her with someone else.
Yeah, but you know how to handle a pop star? You pop her. And that's what Travis is doing. He's doing the pop star to the pop star. And you know something? I love Travis Kelce, not only as a ball player, but as a guy, because he's stepping up to the pump and he's popping that pop star. And you know something? She loves Travis Kelce. It's okay.
I'm surprised that you...
Hey, live it until it fades and don't even worry about it.
I'm surprised to find out, Eddie. I'm very surprised, and I'm a little bit disappointed in you for uttering. I get it that it's pretty cool that, you know, the big burly football player has got the chick that everybody wants. And
yeah, why not?
That's a reason to appreciate him. But first of all, she's the man in that relationship.
Well, it's Mr. and Mrs. Taylor Swift. That's fine with me. If I was with Taylor Swift, I would enjoy popping it. I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, but
you know something? Because I am every man's wish.
You wouldn't be, though, still promoting COVID-19 vaccines
in 2024.
I know.
Me and her would have had problems.
Yeah, Travis Kelce
would have had a problem because I'm not going to take that damn shot for anybody.
Travis Kelce doesn't represent the fans of Kansas City. He's all about COVID-19 vaccines. He's all about Kamala Harris. I'm not into this.
Well, he's a little wussy ass then. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Fess it up.
I did.
Don't hide it. Say it.
Which is why,
from the mountaintop.
Which is why I can't wait to find out that Taylor Swift on one of her tours has hooked up with a dude that actually represents the men that I appreciate. I'd have to say How about Tom Brady? Taylor, drop the second-rate tight end and hook up with a real man who stands up to what he actually believes in. Hopefully, Travis Kelce doesn't actually believe in all of those things he says and does, but someone who actually stands up for what he believes in, like Tom Brady. Tom, give Taylor a call and cuckold Travis Kelce right away. I'm demanding it.
Well, Tom likes some certain type of women.
Yes, the ones that don't speak good English.
She doesn't fit into that little deal, you know?
Yes.
And you know, Tom, hey, you can't knock him, boy. I mean, they're always dining heavy chain with Tom Brady.
Yeah. I mean, Tom Brady can have his pick of the litter, and I don't know that Taylor Swift gets into the top 10 of Tom Brady's picks of the litter, but it would be funny to me.
Well,
you're
going to be able to write a hell of a song about a tight end.
I'd be surprised to find out it's that tight.
You know, it'll never happen.
No.
I mean, it's just, you know, the age is, you know, he's past that now. He's beyond a pop star.
Yes. He's supermodel territory.
He's not even, you know, the girls that he goes out with are like girls that I look at. And, you know, it's just a different flavor. And you don't want to get into that kind of crap. You know, Taylor Swift always went with those little goofy little kids, you know?
Yeah.
That you know, and now she's got a grown-ass man that's a tight end with the Kansas City Chiefs. And look, I think they're going to get married. What? I'm going to make a prediction. They're going to get married. I don't know how long it's going to last, but they're going to get married.
Only if Travis's mom lets him.
Well, you know something? Sometimes you got to just drop them diapers, Travis, and be a grown-ass man, you know?
Well, I don't think he has yet, but anyway, he'll probably win another Super Bowl or two, which I'll never do. And
he's going to win three in a row. He's going to win this year. Kansas City's going to be the Super Bowl champs again. Guarantee you. I'm going to predict that right now.
I'm going to put money against that. You know what? Speaking of Tom Brady, he was asked recently to give his top five quarterbacks in the league. And he came up with the first four easily and struggled with the fifth, had to kind of get some help on the fifth. But he came up with Patrick Mahomes as number one. Lamar is number two. Then I'm doing this all by memory, so I apologize. But number three was Josh Allen. Number four was our boy in Cincinnati, Joe Burrow. And number five, which he was struggling to come up with a fifth, was Aaron Rodgers. And Peyton Manning shortly thereafter was asked the same question, and he gave the same top four. The only difference is that he threw Justin Herbert in as his fifth, which...
Well, you know something? That guy is a sleeper.
No,
Justin has always, I think he's been there 5 years and he's had four different offensive coordinators.
Yeah, he's a stud.
I mean, how are you going to be good when you keep changing the game plan each year? That's been now with Harbaugh, with the church, he's going to finally have some continuity. And he's got a head coach that used to be a quarterback in the NFL.
And a winner.
So he knows. He's going to get He's going to get his comeuppance this year, I believe.
I think the reason he's underrated is because they have not had success in San Diego, but it hasn't been him. He's put up good numbers. He's been a guy that could have been successful. Speaking of quarterbacks, the Raiders have named Gardner Minshew their starting quarterback.
He's over Aiden O'Connell.
I like Gardner Minshew. He was fantastic with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and it's interesting to see him get an opportunity with the Raiders. I obviously don't think he's the quarterback of the future there, but if he is, that'll be an awesome story because he was beloved in Jacksonville when he came in and took over that team, and out of nowhere had a great season, and everybody was talking Gardner Minshew. He had a mustache that everybody loved, and he brought the noise to Jacksonville for a little bit, and it would be cool. It would be a cool story if Gardner Minshew was able to bring it back and bring the Raiders some success. The Buccaneers released edge rusher Randy Gregory after he failed to report to training camp. He also missed their mandatory mini camp a month ago. He obviously doesn't.
What are you thinking? I mean, that's a loser. Buccaneers just get rid of him like you did and let him keep moving.
Yeah, he doesn't care enough to show up, so he doesn't have any discipline or know about commitment. So the Buccaneers are moving on from Randy Gregory. And that's the thing about a lot of those guys. I don't know who Randy Gregory is. He clearly is replaceable. Who does he think he is? I'm hoping that it's a problem that he's having with commitment and discipline, and not that something deeper than that we're going to find out about. The guy has, you know, some head trauma that's got him either taking pills or going crazy. But as of right now, I support the Buccaneers releasing Randy Gregory. You got to show up when it's time. It's your job, man. If you don't show up for work, you get fired. Yeah. They fired him. Another guy who is not going to be fired for not showing up to work is CeeDee Lamb. They offered him $33 million a year. It's currently on the table. And you know what he's doing? He's asking for more money.
That's unbelievable. You know something? I swear to God, if I was Jerry Jones, I would trade his ass so fast that it'd make his head swim. I swear to God, just out of principle. For you being a greedy bastard, I wouldn't let you play for me.
Well, here's the difference between Randy Gregory and CeeDee Lamb. I know who CeeDee Lamb is, and so does Jerry Jones, which is why Jerry Jones is going to pay CeeDee Lamb. And once CeeDee Lamb gets paid, hopefully he shuts up and catches balls, because when that boy plays and catches balls, he is a phenomenal wide receiver. And considering the fact that the Cowboys have obviously hitched their wagon to Dakari Prescott, they are going to have someone like CeeDee Lamb be over there on his left or right to catch the passes, because if they lose CeeDee Lamb, Dakari is not going to be able to win games.
No. Well, he can't win with him.
Well,
so it doesn't really matter.
It's going to be an interesting thing.
Dak Prescott is a joke.
I agree.
I'm telling you, they need to pull the trade that we keep screaming about. Trade Prescott. He's a younger guy. The Jets would have more years with him than they do Rodgers. Trade Prescott to the New York Jets, get Aaron Rodgers, fire McCarthy. McCarthy's in his last year as a head coach anyway. He's a lame duck. He's lame duck as that stupid ass Joe Biden is as president of the United States. He's a lame duck waiting to be replaced. I mean, they replaced Biden. Why can't the Cowboys replace McCarthy with Belichick?
They could, they may.
And bring in Aaron Rodgers, and bam, you got a Super Bowl.
All right, Eddie, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined by my friend and compadre, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Well, absolutely. In the great state of Florida this week. Unbelievable.
The free state of Florida. And Eddie, freedom comes in many different sizes. And O Dark 30 is the size that I like to wear when it comes to freedom. And you could go over to odark30.com and see exactly what I'm talking about. I've been told over the, Lenny has demanded that I stop wearing my O Dark 30 boots with my jean shorts and the socks pulled up, but I've decided to go against his obviously good advice and wear it that way again, but only because I got some awesome American flag socks. And you want to talk about an outfit, Eddie. When I put on my O Dark 30 t-shirt, my jean shorts, and my boots with the American flag socks, there's not a better look in my book.
Yeah, you're rocking that O Dark 30, but I'm with Lenny. You know, you went against the one of the baddest dudes on the planet. Lenny DePaul is the number one manhunter in the world. And it wouldn't take you, he could find you on any street corner in the whole wide world with dressing like that. But at least when you got your ass whipped, you'd be wearing five-star gear. I can tell you that.
That's true. It's funny. That's become such a joke. And you said he's a manhunter. And I'm like, well, if I were wearing that outfit, there'd probably be quite a few men hunting me.
Yeah, but not that bad.
All right. Go to odark30.com and check out the gear. It is awesome. I joke during the promos, but definitely check them out. Our boy Lenny over at odark30.com. Let's talk some NASCAR, Eddie.
Let's go.
NASCAR has chosen not to penalize Austin Dillon for rough driving at Richmond, but they changed their mind and they won't allow him to use that win at Richmond for an automatic berth into the NASCAR Cup Series playoff, which I find absolutely ridiculous.
Hey, doesn't it remind you of a wrestling promoter setting up the main event?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you know, NASCAR has all the rules. You got to go to the promoter because he's pulling the puppet strings. And that's what NASCAR is. They're like a wrestling promoter setting up the main event for the big show.
Yeah. You know, I will say this. There was a time that I remember. I'm not that old, Eddie. I might have a few grays popping in, but I'm not that old. But I can remember a time when NASCAR proudly said, rubbing is racing.
Right.
And Dillon rubbed Logano and Hamlin. He rubbed them.
Well, he just took them out. Yeah. I mean, that was like something that number three used to do.
Yeah.
But he had a real driver behind the steering wheel called Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Yeah, so Denny Hamlin
He could fight. That would be like, you know, if you want to jump Dale Earnhardt Sr. would be like jumping Nolan Ryan. You saw what happened to that deal.
Yeah.
They still talk about it.
Yes, you don't start a fight with someone you can't win a fight with.
No, don't go there.
Hamlin came out and said that regardless of the reaction, the data shows intent. And Dylan came right out and said, a lot of people lose their jobs because they don't get to the start-finish line first, which is true. He's trying to win a race. He saw an opportunity, and he smacked in to Joey Logano, and he took out two guys that were threatening him for that win. That's NASCAR, baby. I don't know about all of this restrictor plate so all the cars go the same speed. I don't know all about this. If you meant to rub the guy, then you lose your win. I don't know about all of these things, but Richard Childress Racing is appealing that decision. It'll be heard Wednesday. NASCAR has to have the sanctioning body prove it is more likely than not that a violation occurred. And that
yeah, but you know something? I'm like you. Go back to the days, drop the green flag, cut out all this bull. You're going to race for 25 laps or 30 laps, drop the green flag. And if you're going 400 miles, 500 miles, you go until somebody actually wins the race.
Yeah.
And cut out all this other woke bullshit you got going on in NASCAR. NASCAR reminds me of wrestling promoters.
Yeah, I just don't understand why if you have... So let's just compare it to horse racing. So horses, some are faster than other horses. So are they going to say, hey, whoa, 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 that horse is fast. It's going to beat the other horses. We want the other horses to have a chance. So that horse can't have horseshoes. It's ridiculous. Why are we trying to even out everybody's opportunity? If you can build a faster car, then NASCAR wouldn't exist if it wasn't for guys who were spending the entire day and night in the shop trying to build a faster car. That's not happening anymore. They're driving on a Chevy Lumina.
The Junior Johnson era is over, and that's so sad because, you know something, that's what NASCAR was made on. It was saying, hey, I'm going to outsmart you. I'm going to tune this engine up. It's going to run faster than yours. And if you can't run with me, too bad, you're going to lose.
And I got to get in there and get tires. And right. I'm not going to take advantage of somebody else crashing and everybody having to go to the same speed to jump off and get tires and take advantage of these things. You had to be smart. You had to get your tires at the right place. You had to have a car that was faster. Listen, imagine if during the moonshining days, which is what NASCAR came out of, if the cops had said, hey, guys, We're happy to keep chasing you through the woods, but you're going to have to put on a restrictor plate because your cars are clearly faster than ours. All the moonshiners have been like, you out of your mind? We're trying to get away. And that should be what NASCAR goes back to, trying to get away from all the other cars in the race and win the race. None of this restrictor plates, none of this, you're not allowed to rub. None of that. I'm tired of it.
It's all sissy racing now.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something. When I did kids in motorsports, that's when racing was racing. And that wasn't that many years ago.
That was a good era of racing.
And it was the attitude wrestling of racing. I always compare racing with wrestling because it's the same damn thing. It's just with an engine. That's the difference. And it's controlled by the puppeteers that's pulling the strings. And that's just the way it is. I mean, why do they want the same damn car to go the same speed?
I don't know.
I mean, that's not racing. There's no racing was never like that. You know that. You know much more about racing than I do. But you know for a fact that's not the truth.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me to put restrictions on people's ability to be faster in a sport that has everything to do with being faster. Honestly, I can make another analogy. How about if they said, hey, basketball, nobody can be over 6 feet tall because all the teams have to be equally matched? That's just ridiculous. Who does that? Who says that we have to put this thing in your car to make sure all the cars are equal? It then
I just think that's wrong.
Yeah. Because they say
What was your, you know something, when you go back to Bill France, I'll never forget when I sat with Bill France Jr. and Betty Jane, his wife, before they passed away, and they gave me the okay for Kids in Motorsports, because I had to go to the Godfather of Racing, and I went. I went to his home in Daytona and sat there and played my first episode to get the blessing of NASCAR. And I was trying, you know what was really funny about this story, Jeff, is that I was trying to license, you know, NASCAR. And I went in with Bill France Jr. and Betty Jane, and they just loved the show. And I said, how much would you charge me to license this? He said, I'm not going to let you license it. I said, why? He said, because we don't need the money from you. We want you to put out this show to show the little racers around the world that they can be in NASCAR. And I'll never forget that. He wouldn't take my money, and he blessed that show. And it was nominated for a Peabody. And I'm just so proud of Kids in Motorsports. You know, your brother Brad was in it.
Yep.
And so it's like, you know, it's one of the greatest Kids in Motorsports shows ever produced.
That's a very wise decision on his part, too, because the reality of it is, sure, they could pick up a couple shekels by licensing the name to you to put the show on. But what if that is too many shekels for you to produce this show? And then all of that marketing that they're basically getting for free, well, not basically, they are getting it for free,
right,
goes mm-hmm. away, and you don't have the next generation of motorsports kids getting into racing because of this television show. So very wise on his part to allow you to utilize NASCAR in Kids in Motorsports. And it did pay off, because you a lot of those kids in motorsports are now men in motorsports.
Yeah, like Eric Amarillo, just for right off the bat.
Yeah.
You know, we covered him whipping old Bubba Wallace's ass. And so it's like, you know, and I know Eric Amarillo since he was 16, 17 years old. And I know what kind of, you know, constitution he's made with. And so when you start pointing a finger at Eric for fighting, he's the kind of guy like you, Jeff, that it, leave him alone or you're going to wish you had. And that's just happened. You know, Bubba let his battleship mouth overload his rowboat ass, and he got popped, you know?
Yeah. And Brother Brad, too, by the way, not in NASCAR, but he's still owning those Florida tracks, man. He's the champion of his league pretty much every year. I think he came in second last year, but that was after a run, I think, of 3 years in a row of the championship. So Brother Brad still out there racing, kid in motorsport, now a man in motorsports, and we appreciate you throwing him on that show, Eddie. But we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
T-Mobile, with help from Rob Gronk Gronkowski, is celebrating high school football by rolling out Friday night 5G lights, providing a platform for small towns across America to showcase their community spirit and compete for a $2 million football field makeover. In addition to the $2 million grand prize, T-Mobile will award $25,000 to 16 finalists, as well as give $5,000 to 300 high schools during the competition's entry period from now to September 20th to support high school football programs nationwide. John Fryer, president, T-Mobile Consumer Group.
I'm so excited to team up with Gronk for T-Mobile Friday Night 5G Lights. Friday nights are when we come together to cheer our team, show our hometown pride, and connect.
In over 3 years, T-Mobile has invested millions into small towns and billions into lighting up 5G across America, adding nearly 500,000 square miles of new 5G coverage and hundreds of new stores. Learn more about Friday Night 5G Lights and how to apply at www.fridaynight5glights.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure. This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
This is Mouthing Off.
This is Mouthing Off, and I am Jeff Taylor, and he is the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, absolutely. In the free state of Florida this week.
The free state of Florida. And Eddie, we got to talk about odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
Without a doubt. And you know something? I can't wait to see you with your new Odark 30 shirt and wearing jeans with those boots.
Jean shorts, dude. You gotta remember.
Nah, not with me.
Eddie, Indiana Fever's all-star Caitlin Clark broke the WNBA rookie assist record. She keeps doing it. The girl is taking over the sport, yeah. And she's taking it over in spite of the fact that most of the people involved in the sport wishes she wouldn't do it. She passed Tisha Panichero, who had 224 assists when she played for the Sacramento Monarchs in 1998. In addition to
that tells you how long it took to break that record.
Well, yeah.
Until she was that good, and when she stepped up, she smoked it.
Well, it's not a big surprise to me that that record wasn't broken, because it seems like a lot of these gals coming into the WNBA, the one thing that they're not is selfless. They seem to be a bunch of selfless, selfish, whiny
right.
gals. So the assist portion of basketball takes a lot of selflessness. You got to be passing the ball to someone else who's going to score. You've got to know that you're not going to get
a winner. You know, Caitlin Clark is a winner, and she plays for a great franchise in Indiana.
Yes.
And Indiana is the home of what? Basketball.
Yeah.
They had one of the greatest movies that's ever made, Hoosiers.
And Larry
about
Bird.
Indiana basketball.
And Larry Bird, for the Hick from French Lick.
Yeah, you never forget it. Larry Bird was instant. You're talking about a three-pointer. That guy could do it by accident. You know, I mean, it's like he was that damn good.
He suffered a little bit from coming into the league, too, and being considered the great white hope. And Larry Bird's going to take over basketball. And that made a lot of people mad.
A lot of black asses, too. Let me tell you something. When they bowed up at him, boy, that's one thing. That old redneck little boy could fight, man.
Hey, most of them can.
I love Larry Bird.
Yeah, you got to be careful with those rednecks. They definitely can fight. Oh. Caitlin Clark also holds the record for most assists in a single game with 19. She shows up in the record books. I think she's going to do so throughout her career. And I'm happy that Caitlin Clark is doing so well. And the cool thing is that she has had enough of everybody beating up on her. She had, I think it was her fifth or sixth technical this year for pushing back, and she thanked the referee for the technical. Two more, she gets suspended a game. Well worth it. Caitlin Clark is going to continue to dominate in the WNBA. And, you know, whether we're paying attention to it or not, which I'm kind of hoping that pretty soon we're not, and we're not talking about the WNBA anymore, she's going to continue to dominate there, and I'm very happy for her. Hey, Eddie, tell us about what happened over the weekend in the WWE.
Well, man, at WWE's smoking hot. I mean, they're selling out like wildfire. They just sold out down in Lauderdale, you know, with a packed house. At the home of the Florida Panthers, the home of what trophy did they just win, the Florida Panthers?
Lord Stanley's Cup.
Yeah. Well, they drink from the cup, brother. But anyway, you're talking about they got Bash in Berlin coming up, you know, with Liv Morgan and that Dominic Mysterio versus Damon Priest and Rhea Ripley. That's going to be a great match. Then you got Cody Rhodes against Kevin Owens. That's going to be really good. But, you know, the ones coming back is my buddy CM Punk. That's going to be pretty cool against Drew McIntyre. You know what they did? They bring back the strap match. I had so many strap matches with Wahoo McDaniel. Boy, oh, God. But I can tell you one thing. That strap match, that's going to be cool. That's going to be a lot of fun.
It's a lot of work, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you get the hell beat out of you, man. Let me tell you something. You'll have more welts on you. You look like you got beat by your mama. I mean, because you get that strap on that back, man. There's nothing but skin there. You know, skin and sweat.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of welts. And man, let me tell you, that Wahoo McDaniel, it hits you so hard with that strap, man. It'd make you.
It's
it just make you.
You think in this day and age, that they wouldn't be able to pull off the strap match, but they are, and it's going to be exciting stuff out there in Berlin.
Yeah, Berlin's going to be good. That'll be a good show. They'll sell out for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll probably see Randy Orton become the 15th time world champion. He'll beat Gunther because they love to beat the home guy, you know, in Germany. So that'll be good.
Yeah. It doesn't surprise me at all that wrestling is so popular internationally. I mean, you have to say that it Vince McMahon really put it on the map here in the United States. But
Vince,
I think
Vince is the greatest promoter of all time.
Yeah, he really did open it up to. It was big in Japan and it was big in Puerto Rico back in the day. But can you imagine? Was Germany on the menu when you were wrestling?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all went out to Germany?
But, yeah, I went to the Frankfurt. It was in Frankfurt. You know what's really funny? We used to go to Germany. You'd do two or three shows in the same place.
Yeah.
Frankfurt. It'd be three sold-out shows in a row. Boom, boom, boom. And but, see, they're coming in and do Bash in Berlin, and boom, in and out. Then, you know, what you do is you build it up like a WrestleMania. But it's not a WrestleMania, but they treat it like that for Berlin or wherever they go overseas. And it's huge because it's something new.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have it every week. You know, unlike Americans that are spoiled rotten on wrestling.
Yeah. I mean, we're spoiled rotten because we are the best at it.
Well, we're the greatest country in the world. We should be spoiled at anything we do.
Amen, brother. The fun for those guys to get out there. You know, it is. I will say this, knowing a few people that work on the WWE's tech schedule, that's got to be insane with their normal in the United States schedule where they do a night and then they pack up the truck and the truck goes to the next city and bam, they're doing another night. To put it internationally, woo, that's got to be a rough week.
Oh, I've done, you know, when I was promoting and I owned the WF, we did a lot of shows overseas with talent. And the setting up stuff is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, shipping, you know, you got to ship things, you got to ship rings, you got to ship this, you got to ship, yeah, everything's shipped.
Yeah.
You know, with the 4K and being Germany, you can probably pick up really good trucks now.
Yeah, but also
Germany because they're really good.
Also, I'm sure they have an international set that they send out. They're not sending out the set that they use for Monday night's gig. They're not taking shipping it. They do? They ship the same set to Germany?
Yeah, or a set that it's similar. You know, because you got to have that same look.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're selling a look.
I'm hoping.
The WWE has got a look, and you know that. Look at AEW. They got a look, but why ship it overseas? It's a shits anyway. So it's like, you know, the WWE is like 100% on. AEW is never on, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm hoping for the sake of the crew, they got a second set that they can send out there, because can you imagine packing that thing up in a truck, packing it on a plane, unpacking it in Germany?
It's LED screens. You know, they'll roll up and pack pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. It's trucks full. Trucks with an
S.
You got to
have trucks when you get there. That's the key.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they're rolling them off the back of a C-10.
Well, no, that ain't happening, except in Saudi Arabia, maybe. Well, the jabroni of the week is pretty simple. It's ESPN execs for firing one of the sweetest and greatest commentators in the business, Sam Ponder. You know her as Samantha Ponder, but she's known as Sam Ponder, and she's really good. And then all of a sudden, she's been there since 2011, Jeff.
Yeah.
I mean, you know Sam Ponder as well as I do.
Yep.
I mean, can you imagine these woke sumbitches? All those executives at ESPN need to be fired. Not only have they fired her for 3 weeks before the football season, what are they thinking? It had nothing to do with payroll. Get rid of Stephen A. Smith, that woke bastard. I mean, he lets his battleship mouth overload his black ass every damn week. You know, he makes me sick. There's a rule for him. There's a rule for white people. Well, that's not society, Jackson. Society is you either show up and do your job the right way or you don't. But they fired her because she said this, that guys have no business, which they do not have business, participating in women's sports and setting all kind of records. What kind of record? Go with men. Set some, hey, let's show your testosterone. Not with women, that's estrogen. Hey, testosterone, let's see what you do with real men, not with women. Well, and I have a problem with that. So does Sam.
That's the thing, though, is that these guys that are competing in women's sports, they did compete in men's sports before they jumped over. It's not like a guy just at the age of 22 decides that he wants to be a basketball player or a swimmer. That's a person that was not succeeding in the men's division and jumped over, whether they truly feel like they're not in the right body for the gender that they've chosen in life or not. They were not good against the people that were born the same way as them. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Let me ask you a question. If you put on a skirt, you're a grown ass man. You put on a skirt, you got balls, you got this, you got that as a man, and you put makeup on and all this, that doesn't make you a girl.
Yeah.
You're not a girl. You're a man that looks like an idiot.
I couldn't agree more. And it's interesting that during the Olympics, they were bringing up the fact that these women that were boxing were born with both sets of chromosomes, but that's still a born advantage.
You know, when you go to jail, they lock their ass in jail. You either a man or a woman.
Unless you're in California. Then they will put
California don't even count. They're not even a state. They're a joke.
The Arizona Bay.
Well, it's like horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, California is a disgrace to the United States of America. I can tell you that.
Disney would be very wise to get rid of the executives at ESPN, but it doesn't seem like they care. It seems like no matter how hard the pushback is against them, they're willing to push back harder. They're going to push this agenda on you, and there's nothing you can do or say about it. They don't care about the money. They don't care about the legacy. They're willing to burn it all down for you to eventually give in and believe that men belong in women's sports. And let me jump on to Sam Pond and also RG3. These are two examples of the problem. The reason Sam Ponder was let go was that she came out publicly and said that she doesn't want men in women's sports. And that's her reason. RG3's reason is because he's an open Christian, open conservative, believes in all of the things conservatively, and they hate that over ESPN. They do not want conservatives at ESPN. And you know what? Republicans buy shoes. My good friend Michael Jordan always said, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Melvin Orr. All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, yeah.
And Eddie, what a show. What a great show.
Yeah.
If they were looking for Mouthing Off in its purest form, I would say that we got it in today. I'm fresh now. I'm back in the United States of America. I'm at my home studio. I'm where I feel I belong. And you're getting 100% the best of me. I can't say it's going to last because I will probably slide back into feeling comfortable at home. But I'm so excited to be back in the United States of America right now. I just got back from North Georgia, which is one of the most beautiful places in the United States of America. I'm in the free state of Florida.
Oh, yeah, buddy. It's gorgeous.
So beautiful. And yeah. I will say this, if they're listening, if anybody out there is listening from Disney and you want to hire a couple of executives that could turn that ship at ESPN around tomorrow, Eddie and I are available. We are more than happy to take over ESPN and make it a network that men wake up in the morning and turn on SportsCenter and let that baby roll all day, because that's what I used to do. That's what Eddie used to do. And if you're listening to this show, it's what you used to do. And nobody wants to watch it right now because we're not interested in your agenda.
Look how many years we made ESPN millions of dollars. We came out of ESPN on the boardwalk at Disney. How many years, Jeff? And we made millions of dollars on stage, baby.
I could point to that time as the end of the great era too, because while I was there, they stopped having the athletes come to the ESPN club for the interviews, and they started saying, yeah, we don't really need, people don't care about this. People don't want it. You know where that ESPN club at Disney's Boardwalk is now? Gone.
It's gone.
All right.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
And we were the last ones to draw big ass ratings. We need to start doing a show, and I want to start doing this next week, Jeff. It's called Mouthing Off Uncensored. An extra hour of Mouthing Off.
And only available where you download podcasts, where you should already be downloading Mouthing Off. It'll be on the same feed. Mouthing Off Uncensored, coming to you next week on the Mouthing Off Network. Tell them goodbye, Eddie.
Hey, for Jeff Taylor, my compadre, this is Eddie Mansfield, the Continental Lover, saying so long, everybody.